In 2019, the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank recorded one of its largest food distribution years to date, giving out more than 900,000 pounds of food to low-income residents of the Kenai, an amount that seemed staggering at the time. The amount of food distributed in 2020? 2.2 million pounds. Greg Meyer, the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank's executive director, almost sounds incredulous when he talks about the increase.
People call it the perfect storm. I call it the imperfect storm,
says Meyer.
Coming out of the pandemic, then we go into the food shortages, supply chain issues, inflation, food costs, fuel costs, and then TFAP, the Emergency Food Assistance Program, which are the government commodities that we get. By the end of this year, we'll have dropped by 74%. So all of these resources, and then having SNAP backlog, we had more requests and we were getting less food.
Then on Wednesday, the Department of Health officially announced the reallocation of $1.7 million aimed at alleviating the strain on Alaska's food banks. Redistributing these funds replenished Alaska's food pantries and food banks throughout Alaska, said Department of Health Commissioner Heidi Hedberg. The aid couldn't have come at a better time, allowing food banks across Alaska to resupply their dwindling reserves. And yet it's still just a life raft in an imperfect storm. Meyer still remembers what things were like before 2020.
I mean, you could get a pallet of peanut butter for $2,000. The other day we got a pallet for $2,100 and it was three rows of peanut butter. So we're talking about a quarter of a pallet.
To co-opt a phrase, you should never look a gift raft in the mouth, especially when it's a $1.7 million raft. But the glaring needs left in the pandemic's wake aren't going away. Greg Meyer is more than thankful for the aid. Hopefully it's enough to outlast the imperfect storm. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com.